This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Bert, you have an extraordinary syllabus for today's class. Is that right?
I do, Vince. But before we start with the syllabus, I want to briefly mention last night I attended a fantastic dinner that I was invited to, and it was, so I'm only a few hours back from there. It was something I had never heard of before, but I'm extremely impressed, the Academy for Science and Freedom. And at this dinner presentation, I was introduced to and actually got to speak a little bit with some of them, with the founders of the Academy for Science and Freedom, and that is Dr. Scott Atlas and Dr. J. Bhattacharya. And the head of the Academy is also the head of Hillsdale College, Larry Arn. And all three of them spoke, and we had a great time. And I thank Scott Atlas for his term on the previous administration. If you remember, Dr. Atlas was the voice of reason during the COVID outbreak, and he was the person who was saying, you know, let's try and protect the economy and you know, think twice before we keep kids out of school. Unfortunately, he was outnumbered by several other people in the medical establishment. But Vince, it was a fantastic presentation and a great dinner. And I'm going to actually join the Academy for Science and Freedom. It's a fantastic organization, and listeners can look it up. You just Google it, and it's just so impressed, and also impressed with Larry Arn, who's also the president of Hillsdale College. And he talked about how he defied the Michigan, their main campus is in Michigan, and he defied the governor of Michigan by leaving his university open, and he held graduation ceremonies during COVID. And they were told you can only have groups of 150 people. And the governor actually sent the police there to arrest him and shut it down, and they didn't. And they said, well, he's over 150 people at the graduation. And they said, well, the head of the university is telling us that they have 20 groups of 150. So they're within the regulations. So he was not arrested, but he came very close, and they did go through with their graduation. And what he basically said is, first he wanted to talk to doctors and do the research and find out, are my kids safe? Are they safe? And the best medical advice he got were they're safer going to school at the university than they'll probably be at home during the outbreak. And in any case, COVID doesn't seem to hit healthy teenagers and young adults, and there's no reason for you to close your university. So he kept his university open during COVID, held graduation ceremonies, and he's a pretty impressive guy. And so I just wanted to say I was there last night attending, and I will be joining the Academy for Science and Freedom.
So the Academy for Science and Freedom is a organization within Hillsdale College, as I understand it.
I think so. I'm looking right now at the little presentation booklet that I left with, and it appears so, but it's also somewhat, it's an independent organization, so it's really set up. Their chairman is and vice chairman are actually different people. So I think Larry's the founder, but they have other people basically in charge of it. So very impressive. Actually, I'm looking at the university here. So Larry is no longer the chairman of the university, but he is the chairman of the Academy of Science and Freedom. Mm-hmm. So very impressive. It's a division of Hillsdale College, but it's the actual academy is headquartered in Washington, D.C., whereas the university's headquartered in Hillsdale, Michigan.
Okay. What's next?
Well, Vince, update on the financial markets. No surprise that they've been going down. The Fed continued to raise interest rates. It's up a little today, but crashed yesterday. And there's a real tug of war. And, you know, it's a lot of debate going on. Should the Federal Reserve be doing this severely, this fast, you know, basically forcing the economy into a severe recession? And there's a lot of debate going on. But in any case, this is the fastest rate of interest rate increases I think we've ever had. And it's almost, you know, I'm almost of the feeling like do two wrongs make a right? In other words, they were so easy with money over the past several years, and the federal government was spending money so recklessly, and now they're trying to overcorrect. Are they overcorrecting in the other direction by raising interest rates so high? And, you know, it's funny, Vince, because raising interest rates itself causes inflation. If you think about someone with a home or a business that they're renting, you know, if you basically have, you know, something that you're just borrowing from the bank on the mortgage and then, you know, figuring out all your costs and then figuring out what you're going to rent the home or the building for, the interest rate's a big part of the mortgage. So as the interest rates go up, your mortgage payment goes up, so whatever you're charging for rent goes up. So in a funny way, raising interest rates, although, yes, it slows the economy, and that, in theory, helps inflation, it's also in itself causing inflation. So, you know, many people say it's like trying to hammer a square peg into a round hole, but it's the only tool the Federal Reserve has. So is it going to work? Well, inflation, you know, and class probably knows, inflation hasn't really slowed down that much from the rate it's been at all year. So we'll see if destroying the economy is the way to really get rid of inflation. It might work. It's, you know, it's sort of like the military term. Yeah, we destroyed the village in order to save it. So, but that goes on. And as I said, the stock market, although it's up a little today, it has been down for the week, basically crashed on Wednesday right after the Federal Reserve took their action. And again, yesterday. So, tough times, Vince, for I don't know who's doing well in this economy. Somebody probably is, but maybe government workers. I don't know. Probably not if you work for Twitter.
No. Government workers are quite secure in their jobs. They keep making more jobs, and they keep giving raises to themselves. The mayor of Chicago is getting a 5% raise. I think it's somewhere around $216,000. Dollars a year. I think that's the number. It was around $209,000, and she got herself a mandatory raise. But you know, she could say no. I appreciate it, but no, I don't need to take it. No, that's what they do. That's what they do. And so when you're talking about raising the Fed raising interest rates, so what goes up is exactly what you said. Rent goes up, mortgage payments go up, credit card interest goes up, car payments go up, and then everything else goes up. Everything else, because it costs more to do business, except for those who are taken out of the equation by the Fed raising interest rates. When companies say, you know what, okay, we can't borrow, we cannot borrow money digits in order to continue operations. So, y'all, we're going to give you a vacation. Actually, we're going to close down. that's one of the kind of things that that's one of the things that happens when inflation is out of control and when interest rates are out of control. So it's not good. It's not good. We have a buffoon in the big chair. And it's not just us. Bert, you got a buffoon in the big chair in California, too. I mean, these guys are slugging it out to see who's the biggest nitwit, stumblebum in the country. I'm talking about your governor and the president of the United States. Those two guys. Out of control.
Neither of them with any business experience. Our governor does own some businesses, but I'm pretty sure they were just inherited through family wealth. You know, I think in this economy and the world we live in now, if you're going to be a governor especially, I think you need business experience. You need to have had some experience with, you know, how do you balance the budget for your business? How do you make payroll? How do you figure out how to buy goods and sell them at the right price and deal with problems and crises when it affects whether your business is going to survive or not? I think those are really good qualities to bring in to be a governor. And the problem is a lot of the governors are just career politicians that don't have that experience. Because really, when you run a state, you're running a business. It's a business for the public welfare, you know, for the good of all of us, but it's a business. There's employees. There's money coming in. There's money going out. You need to states are required by law to balance their budgets. So business experience is directly applicable to running a state unfortunately, a lot of governors don't have that basic understanding of what it's like to make a business work. So we'll see. I mean, Vince, we're coming up to a pretty big election on Tuesday, and I would, encourage class to vote for your governor if he or she is up for election. Vote for the candidate that has business experience. Vote for the candidate that's had to, you know, make things work, whether it's for their family business or their farm or a company they were a senior executive in or, you know, anything like that is good experience for basically you're running a state. So it'll be an interesting Tuesday next week, Vince.
You know, Bert, there are plenty of liars, cheats, and thieves, and scoundrels, and con artists, and politicians. I just repeated myself. This broadcast is for everyone else, class. It's unbelievable what's happening. You know, the candidates are not qualified, in my opinion, to hold the jobs that they're running for. And they get people to give them money to run for office. And the ones who are in office, you should never reelect anyone. Never reelect anyone. I've been saying that for as long as I've been on the air. Never reelect anyone. Now, why do I say that? Because some people will say, well, our guy's really good. He should be reelected. That means that if you move away from never reelect anyone, the possibility that you can re-elect a scoundrel is really high. So to take that out of the equation, take that possibility of re-electing a scoundrel, never re-elect anyone. Nobody needs to be in office more than once. Nobody. Nobody. Because once they're in office, they learn about the trappings of payoffs. They learn about that, and they like it, and then they become corrupt. Never re-elect anyone. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us. Bert, what's next on the syllabus?
Well, Vince, before we go on, I just one point of clarification. You said scoundrels are not welcome in class, and you know that sounds reasonable. But are rapscallions welcome?
I didn't say scoundrels aren't welcome. I said this class is for everyone else.
Okay. How about scallywags?
Well, you know, there are... What I'm trying to say is simply that our class is for people with honesty and integrity. And what I was trying to delineate is there are plenty of liars. There are plenty of cheats. There are plenty of scoundrels. There are plenty of pedophiles. There are plenty of homos. There are plenty of people who have behavior that is not in concert with who we are at USA Prepares. Okay. So this is for everyone else. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. It would probably not be welcome.
Let me ask you this. Are you getting a screen that is putting itself in front of all the other information on your computer screen that is telling you to log in to create an account with Google, one account? This thing keeps coming up every minute.
No.
And it's driving me crazy.
No, but I advise class, if possible, don't use Google. If you have an alternative for anything, whether it's search, whether it's web browser, whether it's web meetings, try to veer away from Google. It's just they monitor you too much. They try and stick stuff in your computer. I don't use it. You know, if you know use your browser, it's not that hard. You can change the search engine, and if there's a place where you can do it, and there's usually a choice, and there's a lot of alternatives to having to use Google. I personally use DuckDuckGo, which does not track you the same way Google does, and it's also, I think, a fairly fair and unbiased search. But there's other choices you can use as well. Most people just default to Google, but my recommendation is don't use it because it's just, you know, think about it, how what's their business model? If you're, you know, it reminds me of you're standing around a room in an Amway presentation, and sorry, Vince, we mentioned their name, but you look at it, well, who's the mark here? Who's the person they're going after? Well, it's you. Well, in Google, you're the customer. You're the person they're making money off of by trying to track you, get you to buy things, figuring out what you're doing. And it's a darn invasion of privacy, and I don't like it. And I think if people knew what that company does and how insidious it is, they would not opt. If you have a choice, class, I'm basically saying, and you almost always do have a choice, use something else, whether it's searching or web browsing or whatever. Don't use Google. I just think that there's a lot better alternatives no matter what you're doing on your computer.
I'm trying to think how I can modify that. There are plenty of liars, cheats, thieves, scoundrels, con artists, politicians, Googles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a word. I forget what it is, but there is a word for Googlers. Vince, electric cars.
My favorite.
I almost thought somebody at USA Prepares wrote the headline for this article, October 28th. This year, Health Impact News. Quote, the fantasy of autonomous self-driving cars is coming to an end. Tesla faces Department of Justice criminal probe. And what it looks like is that there's just too many accidents, people dying, cars burning up. I mean, there's some horrific pictures here. I mean, it's just unbelievable what happens when one of these cars engulfs in a fire, basically from the batteries. And, you know, now the fire itself has nothing to do with whether it was autonomous or somebody driving it. But the problem is the accidents are more prevalent when there's the computer driving the car instead of the person, the human driving the car. And the Department of Justice now is investigating, and they've revealed new data. The Highway Transportation, the NHTSA, revealed 367 crashes from July 2021 through May 2022. And they're trying to figure out how many of those were.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid called Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday to congratulate him on his election win. This marks Bibi's return to the Prime Minister's office less than 18 months after being ousted. Danny Ayalon on TRT World is the former Israeli deputy foreign minister.
So Netanyahu knows that although he got a clear mandate, still it would be better for him to govern from the center.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, has been released from a San Francisco hospital after he was attacked at his home last week by a man illegally in our country. At the start of the year, Twitter had more than 7,500 employees. For some, today will be their last day at the social media giant as layoffs begin. The Houston Astros lead the World Series 3-2 over the Phillies. Game 6 is Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Sir, what you're talking about is really important, and I am out against these self-driving vehicles. I despise them. They should not be on the road. And I think that every person who is in government who has been involved in the authorization process that says, it's okay. Y'all can put these devices menacing the populace out there. That's okay. I think every one of them should be arrested. Every one of them, and tried for the manslaughter that resulted from their actions in approving these insidious, dangerous, diabolical devices. Back to you.
Yeah, that's, just to give you an idea, our favorite company we were just talking about, Google, They own a self-driving taxi service company called Waymo. And so Waymo's been experimenting with basically self-driving taxis. So in February, they sued, Waymo sued California, the state, the Department of Motor Vehicles, because DMV had asked them for records to reveal their safety record. And Waymo refused and sued. They had the audacity to sue the state of California, saying that we should not be required to reveal our safety records because they'll be made public by the state. And if we do that, it's going to reveal the proprietary information that we use to make our self-driving taxis, and that could fall into the hands of competitors. So because of that, we're not going to share our safety records with you. Wow. Or do you think these companies are getting too big and powerful, Vince?
Well, Bert, let's just distill this down. So the state of California has driving records on Bert, and the state of Mo has driving records on Vincent, okay? So who do these people think they are, which is exactly what you're saying, okay? Obviously, if they throw a few $100,000 around, they can bribe the people involved, and those records will never be made public.
Yeah,
and then, of course, it moves on to Amazon with their robotic delivery robot, right? So these things, I guess they're going down the sidewalks. I mean, who the heck wants to have one of these robots pushing its way through people on the sidewalks? What about children on bicycles? What about moms with strollers? What about some guy or woman who's a senior with a walker? Who has the right of way? The prime Amazon delivery robot? Six wheels? Six-wheel drive? Or the guy with the walker? Who's got the right of way? I'll tell you who's going to have the right of way. It's going to be the guy with the Louisville slugger. That's the guy who's going to have the right of way. Back to you.
Yeah, so Vince, the Waymo suit found its way to a judge. And can you believe the judge sided with Waymo and said...
I think you're repeating what I just said.
Yeah.
A few $100,000 get spread around and things go away. Obviously, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe. Maybe it's not a few $100,000. Maybe it's just a few 100,000 shares. Judge, would you like to be an investor? Is that possible, Bert? Maybe the judge, well, or maybe one of his family members became an investor in the company by a gift of shares? Is that possible? Or options?
I don't know. The ruling, it just recently was passed down by Sacramento County Superior Court, and basically it says the public doesn't have a right to see that information. So it's pretty amazing, Vince.
I don't think the public has a right to see the technical details, proprietary engineering. I don't think the public has a right to see that. But the public does have a right to know the safety concerns and the number of crashes, the number of people who have been eviscerated, died, run over, burned alive. I think the public does have a right to know that.
Yeah, and basically, so just to be clear, it's not like the schematics or engineering diagrams have been asked to be. It's just basically the safety records. But what Waymo's saying, well, just the release of the safety records is going to give information to our competitors. I think that's ludicrous on the surface, but that's the argument that somehow they've weaved, and they got a court to agree to it. And I think there's a way to separate it. You don't have to reveal... you don't necessarily have to reveal what you've done in the algorithm or how you're controlling the car. All we're saying is, you know, what's the record? How many of these are getting into accidents? How many have run over people? How many have crashed into other cars? But, you know, out of how many cars you've deployed, what's that ratio? What's that percent? How often is it happening? things like that. So seems like that doesn't really reveal the technical smarts of your vehicle. And even if it does a little, so what? I mean, what's more important? I mean, we're talking about public safety. So, of course, it's another case of where the courts aren't always looking out for the public. They're basically bought off. I mean, again, I don't know what happened, so I don't want to imply that there was anything illegal happening or bribes or anything like that. Sometimes it happens very subtly. So, you know, a corporation makes a donation somewhere. I mean, the biggest case of how this happens is in the school system, where the school union donates to the politicians. The politicians are running the government that sets the salaries and jobs for the teachers, and then the teachers' union goes back and gets raises and then donates some of their money from their union dues back to the politicians. Believe it or not, that's legal.
No. You really think that happens?
It happens all the time, Vince.
Bert, you're absolutely right. And I know a guy. I know a guy who was in state government. I'm not going to give him any credit. But he was speeding. This guy sped all the time. So to him, speed limits were a suggestion. He was a state politician, high-ranking state politician. And you know that these guys get badges, like a gold badge. You know how, let's say, a police captain would have a gold badge, and then a police patrolman would have like a chrome or nickel-plated badge? Well, the badges in this particular state I'm talking about are serialized. And so the representatives of the state get these gold badges. And this guy was speeding along the interstate in the state where he was a politician. And he got pulled over by the highway patrol, which would be the equivalent of the state police. And the state patrol, highway patrol asked him, you know, what's up? You know, why he's speeding so fast down the interstate? And you know what he said? He said exactly what you're talking about. He said, I'm sorry, I'm in a rush, we're having a vote, and I don't want to be late for it because it is a vote to determine the increase in salary for the highway patrol. I think that's what you were saying, Bert.
Yeah. Pretty much same thing.
True story. All right, so back to these self-driving cars. They are dangerous. They need to be stopped right now. They need to be taken off the road. And what about jamming? You know, I think that the people who buy these things have no idea that they can be shut down by a satellite. Bert, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, I don't want to encourage people to do, the most jamming is illegal because what you're basically doing is polluting the Wi-Fi band or whatever.
That's not what I'm suggesting. Not what I'm suggesting. What I'm saying is that the people that buy these things have no idea that they can be shut down from 22,000 miles away above from a satellite or even lower than that. Somebody at a keyboard with a mouse could literally say serial number 123 or VIN number 123, we need to disable that car. And there's nothing you're going to be able to do to fix it.
Yeah, that's why you're saying hacking into the system.
No. I'm saying that the company that sells these cars, these new autonomous driving cars, has a link to satellite communications, and that link can shut down, disable that particular vehicle from operating. That's what I'm saying. So another way of looking at this is there's two sets of keys. There's like a master key and then the secondary key. So the owner of the vehicle gets the secondary key. The master key is owned and maintained by the manufacturer of the car that is autonomous driving, self-driving, driver-assisted, and the satellite signal could use the master key to stop that vehicle from operating. That's what I'm saying. I'm not even talking about hacking. That's another thing. I'm talking about, I am not going to buy a car that remotely someone has the keys to that can prevent me from using it. I'm not buying one of those. I'm not buying a tractor. I'm not buying anything that somebody can shut down because, oh, they changed the terms and conditions, and they now say, well, you know, yeah, you used to own it, but no, now you have a license agreement, and now it's $50 a year to keep that license going, and if you don't pay the $50 a year, we're not going to enable that piece of gear to run anymore. Yeah, it becomes obsolete.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the new world where pretty much everything's going to be tracked. You know, Vince, some people say 100 years from now, when babies are born, they're going to have chips embedded in them right at birth, and they'll be tracked for life.
Doesn't one of the companies that we're talking about have another company that does that kind of thing, like Neuralink, isn't that? Isn't that something that may be on the design table?
Well, ostensibly, that's not for tracking. That's for tapping into your neural.
The RFID chips that are the size of, they say, oh, it's great because this thing is the size of a grain of rice. And there's this one moron whose husband implanted her so that she doesn't have to have keys. So the wife can go to just put her palm up, and this reader will say, oh, it's you, honey. Yeah, come on in. The door's unlocked. Oh, it's you. You can turn on the lights. So this woman is walking around her house, and everywhere she goes in her house, she's identified by a reader, a transceiver, transmitter, receiver, and this thing knows who she is because she's implanted with an RFID. We'll call it a chip. It's unbelievable. Yeah, that's a unique ID. That's what this thing is. It's already out. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're running on fumes, so I just want to let you know that we won't be able to take any calls today for the rest of the broadcast. But here's the article, Bert. Daily Mail. Quote, woman married to tech genius reveals he implanted chip in her hand. It goes on to say, woman married to tech genius reveals he implanted a chip in her hand. A woman who is married to a tech genius has revealed that her husband implanted a chip in her hand, which serves as a key to their lavish mansion, leaving many people on the web intrigued. Burgundy Waller from Las Vegas got a tiny chip put in her hand back in June 2020, which made it so she can unlock the doors and drawers throughout her home simply by touching them. End quote. That's the article I was talking about. Bert, are we going to have time to get to the article about how Elon and his business empire is funded with $43 billion in government subsidies?
Well, that's a big topic. Let's put that off for next week, Vince, because I want to take a...
You want next Tuesday? You want next Tuesday?
Next sure. Tuesday? I was going to say let's take a 270-degree turn and cover a topic completely different. And, Vince, the government has just released a new UFO report. Actually, it's from the Pentagon because Congress asked for it. So the report came out earlier this week, and it's, you know, a lot of pages. But, Vince, do you know what's new in the report? Nothing. Basically nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, Now, one thing NASA has done is NASA itself has put together a team of scientists that's going to investigate UFOs. It's an independent study group. And in the way bureaucracies work, the Pentagon has created its own group and interesting name. It's called the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, in short known as, in parentheses, AARO. And that's their response to Congress basically asking them to investigate. And it was part of the Intelligence Authorization Act for fiscal 2023. So in response to Congress saying, hey, what's going on? Give us a report. The Pentagon creates a new office called the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. But the report they did turn over this week, basically it's a lot of pages and it says nothing, nothing new. Just, you know, details. You know, you can take the same story about the same video that an airplane took and talk about it over and over again, and that's basically all they did. And so no new information. And basically we're still trying to figure out what's going on, but basically it just looks like more obfuscation. So we'll see what happens as things progress, but no new information in it. Hey, Vince, real quick before we finish up for today, how is your solar meter? And the reason I ask is we had a peak in solar activity basically yesterday. And I'm just curious. Solar activity.
It's real. It was real. Yeah. Yesterday, not only, not throughout the whole day, just a short window, maybe 3 hours, maybe 4 hours. The sun, okay, I didn't look at the internet to find out. But that was my experience. It was really bright. It's really warm. It's 67 degrees right here in Missouri, November 4th, okay? Very, very unseasonably warm here. It's T-shirt weather. And this is when people would be normally heating their houses. This is really abnormally warm, no question about it. So fortunately, I'm able to do some more things out on the farm, and I have been out on the farm. I can't take calls. So in a class, if you're an instructor, if you're trying to call me, I can't take calls. I am so busy. I've been unable to do that. I work from before the broadcast through dark hours, taking care of things here at the farm. The whole family's doing that, so we're away from the landline. We don't have a cell phone. So if you're trying to reach us and we don't answer, that's because we're not near the phone. But it's interesting, Bert. I'm looking at the beautiful sky. They haven't sprayed the sky around here for days and days. It's wonderful. The sky is just a beautiful blue. The clouds are going by the window up over the farm. And based on what William Shatner said when he took the ride around the atmosphere, he looked down and how beautiful it was. He looked out and how black everything out there in space was. And he said it looked like a funeral. It reminded him of a funeral. So, class, we need to take care of this planet. It's the only one we have. And, yeah, we can buy the T-shirt that says Occupy Mars, the same kind that Elon wears. But if you go to Occupy Mars and you don't bring your toothbrush, you're not getting another one. It's dark out there, and it's cold out there, and it's inhospitable out there. This is home. Earth is home. Let's take care of it. Class, above all honesty and integrity, what happens next is up to you. Bert, thank you so much for being with us.
You got it.
See you Tuesday.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.